Well, it's time to get a look at the Dallas Cowboys from the Cowboys' perspective. So we welcome in Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com. Nick, happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas to all. And I wonder, just before we get into the quarterback situation here, all of the injuries, all of the ups, all of the downs here, what a remarkable roller coaster season it's been for the Dallas Cowboys.
Season or like last 5 years?
Yeah, that's true.
Years, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's the way it's been the last couple years, really, and certainly this season. I mean, it's just highs, lows, roller coaster is really the best term for it, because I mean, it's been twists and turns and loops and going backwards and forwards, and, you know, there's times people have fallen off, it seems like. I mean, it's just a lot of injuries, and to patch this thing together, I mean, it's almost like, you knew it was going to be this. Of course it's going to be Dallas, Philly to the end. When the schedule came out, it was like, who are the Cowboys going to play trying to win the division, win or go home in Week 17? Oh, Philly? Okay, well, it looks like it's going to be Philly, and that's exactly the way it is.
Are the Cowboys, Nick, are they able to, with all this drama, all these injuries, everything, are they able to put together their best game of the year on Sunday night?
You know, that's a great question. I think that they will play inspired. I think it'll be an emotional game. I think the crowd will be amazing. And those things help. I mean, we know how that goes. We know that sometimes that can help you get a touchdown or two touchdowns or a big turnover. So those things can help. I think that I don't know if they'll play their best game, and I think it all depends on the quarterback. And if, let's say, Kyle Orton is the starter, if that happens, I think he can play well. They can function. But to keep pace with the Eagles, that's what's going to be the big question, because I think everybody has a hard time thinking that Dallas is going to be able to do whatever they did in that first game against Philly and really shut down McCoy and make Foles look as bad as he looked. I think everyone knows that was kind of a fluke, and that, you know, the Eagles are going to be for real in this game and probably play inspired as well.
It has been, really. We all look back, and Nick Foles gets asked the question 20 different ways every single day since that game. What happened against the Cowboys? And from your perspective, just really good, solid defensive effort from Dallas without DeMarcus Ware that day. The Cowboys not only did a good job shutting down the passing game, but McCoy had 55 yards on 18 carries. How has the Dallas defense changed since then? I know there have been more injuries.
Yeah. Sean Lee is going to be the biggest difference there. Lee did play in that game, had an interception. I believe he was Defensive Player of the Week for the NFC that game. And so he will probably not play in this game with a neck injury. I'm guessing that Romo has a better shot to play than Sean Lee. And so I think, you know, anytime you lose your middle linebacker, that's going to be a big key. I think that's the biggest difference between the two teams, I mean, between the Cowboys defense then and now. DeMarcus Ware is back, but he's certainly not the same from that quad injury. I think he's lost him. You know, the explosiveness coming off the ball is just not the same with him right now. He's gotten through it. Injuries, you know, the cornerback situation. That, you know, they get Mo Claiborne back, I think that, you know, the Eagles have probably played better against zone defenses than they do man-to-man, so the Cowboys will probably play a little bit more man. That's not to say they're going to shut them down. Brandon Carr has struggled some lately. But I think the biggest difference, though, is going to be likely not having Sean Lee there in the middle.
Yeah, and that's a huge, huge loss for the Cowboys. Lee, one of the best defensive players in the National Football League. From the offensive standpoint, I know it's very much day-to-day with Tony Romo versus Kyle Orton, and Romo continues to take his treatment, and the Cowboys hope he's better by game time to make a decision there. Regardless of who the quarterback is, the expectation here is that there'll be a lot of DeMarco Murray in the run game. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I think that they're going to – I mean, and that's becoming somewhat of a strength. I mean, whether Romo has got, you know, is 100% healthy or not, I think that we're starting to see that Murray is coming into his own a little bit. First 1,000-yard rushing season for him. First 1,000-yard rusher the Cowboys have had since Julius Jones in 06, Romo's first year to start. So, you know, the offensive line gets a big credit for that. They lost Brian Waters, veteran guard, midway through the year, and they've really picked things up in the middle. And so I think they will lean on him. You know, I think you lean on Jason Witten a lot. You know, Kyle Orton's played two series here in the last two seasons, both mop-up duty against the Bears last year and then this year. And last year, I think he went 9 of 10 and hit Witten like 8 times, you know, just down the field. So I would expect a tight end like Jason Witten would be any backup's best friend. So I would imagine to see some Jason Witten in this game. Obviously, you're going to get the receivers involved, but still, Witten, Murray, keep it simple. And I keep saying this, if there's any coach that understands how to alter a game plan for a backup quarterback, it should be Jason Garrett, who backed up Troy Aikman for years. And when Aikman went down, obviously they had to do things differently because they weren't the same type of player. But the Cowboys were able to function back in the 90s when Garrett took over. And that's what he's going to have to figure out for Kyle Orton if Kyle Orton is the starter.
Well, Nick, it is going to be, of course, a nationally televised show, and we look forward to being down at AT&T Stadium. And thank you so much for your time. We'll see what happens, Eagles and the Cowboys on Sunday night, the game that decides the NFC East. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. All right.